Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for some sun today with a high near 50 to 55. A chance of showers tonight, clearing later on in the night, 43. And tomorrow, sunny with a high, once again, right around 50. We'll check the details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Sad news reported in Lakeville Journal. Mark Needhammer of Lakeville passed away on December 9th at Vassar Brothers Hospital after a short illness. Mark served in the New York State Air National Guard. His career on television started in Schenectady as a cameraman for WMHT, which led to his doing the same job for WABC in New York, the recipient of an Emmy Award. He left the city and moved to Lakeville, where he worked at the Lakeville Journal as a classified ads manager, and also lately in retirement as the greeter at the Lakeville Town Grove. A funeral mass for Mark will be held on Thursday, December 30th at 11 at St. Mary's Church in Lakeville. Contributions can be made in Mark's honor to the charity of the donor's choice. Arrangements are under the care of the Newkirk Palmer Funeral Home in North Canaan. Region 1 COVID notice for schools in Cornwall, Kent, and North Canaan. In Cornwall, a staff member at the Consolidated School tested positive for COVID-19. The staff member was last in the building on December 14th. All close contact within 6 feet of 15 minutes or longer over 24-hour period. All those people have been notified and will follow the screen and stay protocol and quarantine as recommended by the Connecticut Department of Public Health. The affected staff member will remain at home in isolation and quarantine due to CDC guidelines. In Kent, a family member at Kent Center School Elementary School student has tested positive for COVID-19. That student was last in the building on Tuesday, December 14th. The family member has never been in the building and has had no contact with any staff or students. The affected student and all family members will remain at home in isolation and quarantine per CDC guidelines. In North Canaan, an additional family member of a middle school student at the North Canaan Elementary School tested positive for COVID-19. That individual is related to a family member they identified yesterday. The middle school student has not been in the building since December 10th. The family member has never been in the building. Once again, they will quarantine. Salisbury Bank has announced that Ryan Diamond has been promoted to Vice President, Commercial Credit Manager. Diamond started with Salisbury Bank in June of 2010 as a seasonal teller and moved to the Commercial Credit Department in 2011. He became a team leader in April of 2015 and in 2016 was made a Commercial Credit Manager. He was promoted to Assistant Vice President in 2019. In Ancrum, New York, two Ancrum Highway employees have tested positive for COVID-19. Both had been vaccinated. Four other highway employees tested negative, but the incubation period for COVID can be up to 10 days, so they must test positive at some point over the next week. The County Health Department has advised that vaccinated highway employees can continue to work if necessary, and all employees should quarantine if they start to show COVID symptoms. There's still a plan to hold the town board meeting and public hearings with in-person and Zoom participation. That public hearing is set for tonight at 6:45 at Town Hall and via Zoom. A new study has declared the University of Connecticut the safest school in America. SafeAtLast.com, a security systems and safety website, released its list for safest colleges in America. It ranked UConn as the safest, saying that FBI crime reports were used and combined those with crime rates in communities on campus. SafeAtLast said they explained, including numbers such as the number of crimes per student and local crime rates. They also adjusted their crime rates to compensate for states who have had strict marijuana laws as their crime rates are higher. According to Safe at Last, UConn is in a safe city with a low crime rate at 0.73 per 1,000 residents. UConn also has prominent but non-invasive police presence system where no one walks alone, the lowest crime rates and safety webpage. All those elements were factored into the decision, according to Safe at Last. In Berkshire County, COVID-19 cases are on the rise again. As of Wednesday, 58 newly confirmed cases in Berkshire County for a 7-day rolling average of 67 new cases, a 3% increase from 2 weeks ago. Berkshire County does have high transmission, according to the Center for Disease Control, which recommends wearing masks indoors regardless of vaccination status at substantial or high transmission levels. The Cove Bowling Lanes in Great Barrington sold at auction on Wednesday, sold as is to developer Craig Barnum of Egremont. Barnum declined to discuss his plans for the 3.7-acre property on Stockbridge Road. The Cove Bowling and Entertainment Facebook page has posted the following. We are open as normal business hours, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. daily. Leagues will continue at their normal schedule. The winning bid was $981,000. An attorney representing the mortgage holder also offered bids. A couple of people had registered a bid but never raised their bid cards. Immediately after the auction, Barnum went to his car and returned with the deposit, required non-refundable check in the amount of $75,000. Some meetings coming up in our area. Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission meets tonight at 5:30. In Cornwall tonight, the Board of Finance has their meeting, and that is set for Zoom. Ancrum, New York has a town board meeting tonight at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning has their regular meeting tonight set for 7 p.m. In North Canaan, today, the Inland Wetlands monthly meeting is being held at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals meeting will be held in the Town of Northeast Town Hall in Millerton, New York tonight for 7:30. On Friday in Salisbury, there's a special joint meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Inland Wetlands Commission at 8:30 in the morning. TGIF Super Supper comes up on Friday because Friday everybody needs a little TLC. Pick up at the Salisbury Congregational Church Library Street side door in between 3:30 and 5:30. The free supper includes bread, fruit, cheese, dessert, and hearty tea. You can reserve your soup supper by calling 860-337-2470. Meanwhile, in Falls Village on Saturday, the Falls Village Holiday Celebration and annual tree lighting will take place at 3 p.m. Standard Space Gallery in Sharon has an opening reception on Saturday from 4:30 till 7 p.m. Your View is My View, Part 2. Sheffield Historical Society welcomes the public to their free outdoor light display on their grounds. That comes up on Saturday from 5 till 7. Santa will be there, carolers, hot cocoa and cookies, kids' crafts, a holiday shop, and more. You can visit sheffieldhistory.org for more information. A reminder, the Housatonic Valley FFA holiday store is open every day through December 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4:30 at the high school FFA department. It supports the program for the year. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, featuring a tapas menu and regular menu. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,927.43, the NASDAQ at 15,565.58, and the S&P 500 at 4709.85. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.